Because of budget constraints, school superintendent Dr. Nikolai Vitti recommended, and the board approved, letting principals decide whether to hire a media specialist, a reading coach, or a test coordinator this year. The majority chose a test coordinator, whose job it is to administer and oversee standardized tests. Colleen Wood founded 50th No More, a group that advocates for the public schools. Unfortunately, she says, there's too much riding on standardized tests for principals to pass up the opportunity for support.
The school grade is tied to the test scores, their job performance. We've seen what has happened when principals have made mistakes with testing procedures. So they certainly have a need.
That may be what principals need, says retired Duval County media specialist Francis Picard. But students need their librarians.
The students are missing out on reading resources. They are also missing out on the instruction on how to use electronic data, how to sort out and critique the kind of information that they're using for research.
Picard says some schools have closed their media centers while others are relying on teachers and community volunteers to keep theirs open. And she says she knows of at least one middle school that sidestepped the issue by giving the media specialist the test coordinator title. District 7 school board member Jason Fisher says money for school staffing stayed the same. The difference, he says, is that this year principals had more choice about who to hire.
We asked them, if we're going to give you a staff allocation for a reading coach or a media specialist, which would you rather have? And they all went with reading coaches. Same thing with test chair. And so that's why there's specific allocations for those two positions.
According to Fisher, schools have always had the option of swapping out a teacher position for that of a media specialist. The board, he says, will revisit the district staff allocation model this spring. As for test coordinators, Fisher says that need could diminish as the board works to reduce the number of standardized tests students will have to take next year. Sid Hoskinson, WJCT News.